You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Now for episode of Tell Me Law, episode 12. It's not our normal format because this time around it's Matthew Karakoulakis and myself with a guest, and her name is Christine Doe. Welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Matthew, welcome again as well.
Thank you very much, Bertrand. And let's acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which we're in today and pay our respect to our Indigenous elders, past, present and future.
The topic of the day is tenders. And when we speak about tenders, there are specific requirements when it comes to Indigenous entrepreneurs and Indigenous businesses when they have to actually participate in these tenders, especially when they are public tenders.
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why I think today's episode is going to be fantastic for our Indigenous business owners and entrepreneurs out there, because there is a lot of opportunity in tenders, and Christine's got some very specialised experience in terms of going through tender contracts and writing responses to tenders, and she's got some great tips on those things to share with us today.
I think there's so many great opportunities for Indigenous businesses out there. And probably one of the big things to think about, the government, the Australian government, has an Indigenous procurement policy and has a really big commitment to new contracts for Indigenous businesses. So that gives so many small, medium and large Indigenous businesses the chance to really apply for these contracts and be successful. So there's, you know, a lot of changes out there in the marketplace. So I think it's really great that these businesses actually are now getting a fair go and getting valued for the services and the products that they deliver.
Yeah.
Christine, so one question I'd love to ask you is that there's a lot of Indigenous businesses that are out there that they may even be newly opened, commenced their business operations very recently, and they could be even wondering, what is a tender contract?
Oh, look, absolutely, Matthew. And I think the thing is that it can be quite confusing and can be quite difficult. So it's a great opportunity today to project the information that we need to tell you that it actually isn't as difficult as what you think. So every state and government has their own website or, I guess, marketplace or tender portal, for a better word, where you can sign up for free to actually get access to new contract opportunities that governments are putting out. So that makes it really easy for your business just to sign up, and then you'll receive that notification of products or service contracts which are related to your business.
That's excellent. And so it's a matter of signing up and then being aware of those tender opportunities before then responding to them.
Oh, look, yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of information out there to help businesses, you know, in applying for these tenders. I know Indigenous Business Australia runs workshops specifically for Indigenous business owners to help them and guide them through the procurement process and about their business and their pitch and understanding exactly what they've got to do. So there's a lot of information out there that businesses can use. A lot of information is free that they can access to really gain a great understanding of how they're going to put their best foot forward in their next tender contract.
So you said Indigenous Business Australia organises information sessions. Are there workshops or other avenues they can go through besides that one, or that's the only one?
I think that is one of the only ones that I found. I know a lot of private companies, such as myself, we do specific workshops or work with clients to help them in understanding if this contract is really suitable for their business, and, you know, can they actually deliver it? It's not just about writing a response to every question. It's about having that strategy and understanding, okay, how am I going to put my best foot forward and show the potential, you know, client being the government, that I'm the best company for this contract?
Because essentially once the tender is out, it's essentially a invitation for the Indigenous business to then be able to make an offer for the supply of goods and services in response to that invitation. It's an open tender. What does that mean, Christine?
Anyone can apply. So you might have two competitors or you might have 100. So it really depends. It depends, what marketplace that you're in. But there are also invitation-only tenders, and we are finding that a lot of those are asking for specific Indigenous business as well. So they're ones that only a small group of companies will get the opportunity to bid or apply for.
Yeah, and one of the things that I find really interesting about tenders and the process involved with tenders is it's actually a legal process, but there's a fair bit of art and creativity that can also be involved. Obviously, creativity to the extent that, you know, everything that's said needs to be spot on and truthful about the business. But what I find interesting is the legal side, where the invitation is made and then the business owner is able to make the offer for the supply of goods and services. And the process itself is essentially about the selection of a contractor that is going to then be able to perform the conditions of the contract that's put out there as part of the tender.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that particularly interesting. But one of the things that you've got a lot of experience on, Christine, is developing that actual tender response. Are there any strategies that you can share on that?
Look, absolutely. And you did raise a good point about the legal side. And one of the things before we start on that is I think it's a good idea for businesses to get legal advice, you know, from people such as you, Matthew, because it's really good to actually understand what terms and conditions you're signing up to when you apply for these tenders. You know, it's just really, really good to know. But anyway, in terms of how to write a winning tender, I always say, the client has a problem and you're going to solve it. So if you put yourself in your client's shoes, think about what they're looking for and what they're trying to achieve, and then that will help you, I guess, understand exactly how you're going to respond to that tender. So it's about understanding the client, their values, and what they're trying to get out of this contract to enable you to provide a solution which delivers not only on all the requirements, but also adds value and benefit in the short term and the long term of the contract.
Yes, and that's very useful. It needs to be set out. And often there's supporting documents that need to be included as part of the tender proposal, as well as metrics and prices are also a very key consideration, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things is about business having the policies and procedures in place to support, you know, their tenders. They shouldn't just put them in place for their tenders. They need to have them in there for their business, obviously, to protect and support the way that they operate. But there's policies and procedures around health and safety, environmental quality, customer service. So they're ones that, you know, you as a business need to get ready and have those ready for, you know, part of your submission.
One of the questions that I'd love to ask you today is your experience with Indigenous businesses and responding to tender opportunities, particularly because of more and more tender invitations these days include either conditions that the proposal be made by a Indigenous business, or if not, there's often a clause that requests an overview of the Indigenous procurement strategies and programs that a particular business has got in place. Have you seen many tender contracts with those types of provisions?
Yes, Matthew. Most government and a lot of council ones always have those provisions in it. And I think it goes to show that we don't realise how many Indigenous businesses there are out there that could really be great partners in developing these contracts. I know that there's quite a few websites, like one being Supply Nation, where you can go and search for Indigenous businesses to look at partnering with. And I think that's really important. It's about ensuring that you as a business, not only can you achieve the goals, but maybe you can also work with other businesses that can, you know, provide ancillary or supporting services for yours to really give your bid that extra boost. So I believe that, you know, there's so many great opportunities for Indigenous businesses out there. I work with several, quite a few in the Northern Territory, quite a few here in Victoria, and they've got some great opportunities, but they've also got some fantastic networks and links to other local Indigenous businesses as well, which I think is really important. And also, the governments and councils weigh heavily on supporting local workers and local businesses. So there's all these different elements that can include as well.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Bertrand, should we ask Christine our would you like to ask Christine your parting question?
The parting question, if there's a quote or some word of wisdom to just as a takeaway message for our listeners.
I think if you're willing to tender, then if you've got a great business with a really great outcome, then you've got a chance. You've got to believe that you can do it and use all the free tools and resources and the networks that you have to make sure that you're successful.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.